Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Gonav al Pishnai. Two Eidim come and they testify that Reuven stole a shor or a seh, so now he has to pay kefil. Wait, but their testimony is not over yet. The Tavach u'machar al piyam. These same Eidim that testified to the Geneva also testify that he shechted and sold it. The Tavach, that he shechted it, u'machar, that he sold it al piyam. That we also know on the basis of what these same Eidim are telling us. But then it turns out that these Eidim are problematic, more than problematic. V'nimsu zoymimin. What does that mean? V'nimsu zoymimin. A new set of Eidim come to Bezin, and they say to the first Eidim, really? On that day, you saw that he shechted or sold it? And before that, you saw that he stole it? You were with us in a totally different place. And it would have taken more than a day to get back. Imanu hayisa. So what is the din with Eidim Zaymimim? Vasisim loy kashazamim lasis liyachiv. They have to pay what they wanted to get their brother to pay. So Meshalman, these first Eidim, that testify that they saw Reuven steal the axe, and that they saw him shecht it or sell it, they have to pay hakoil, everything. They have to pay the kefal, the original amount of the axe, then another time the amount of the axe, which is double, and in addition to that, another two times for the seh, another three times for the shah. A sach hakoil of dalid vehei. That's the din when it comes to Eidim Zaymim. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Gonav al Pishnayim. Two Eidim testify that Reuven stole a shah or a seh. However, v'tavach u'machar, this that he shechted it or sold it, al Pishnayim acher. That came from different Eidus. We have one set of Eidus who testify they saw Reuven steal the shah. We have another set of Eidus who testify they saw him shechted or sell it. And afterwards, Eilu va'Eilu nimsu zaymimin. Both sets of Eidus turned out to be Eidim zaymimin. A different set of Eidus came and said to the first group that testified on the Geneva, you were with us in a different place. And the same thing happened to the second group. How can you say, you saw the shechting of the selling, you were with us in a different place? So the din is heard of Shainim, the first group, Mishalmim, they pay Tashlume Kefil. Because based on their Eidus of Geneva, Reuven would have to pay kefil, v'yuachroinim, and the second group, Mishalman, they're going to pay tashlumei shloisha, three times the amount for the shar, and two times for the seh, because that's how much more damage they were trying to add with their testimony. And everyone has to pay, that's the rule by Eidim Zaymimim, the amount of damage that you try to cause to someone else. Vayter zakta Mishnah Nimsuv, it turns out that only Achroinim Zaymimim, only the second group of Eidus that testified on the Tvich and the Mechira, that they saw him either shecht it or sell it, they're the only Zaymimim over here. Eidim came along and said, you saw him shecht it or sell it, you were with us on that day. But it didn't happen to the first group of Eidus that came and said they saw Reuven steal the axe or the lamb. So then the din is, who? The Ganif, Reuven in our Mashal, Mishalim would pay the Bailim Tashlumei Kefal. Because that Eidus stays. The Hain and the last group of Eidim that testified on this Tvich or Mechira, Mishalman, they're going to pay to the Ganef Tashlume Shloisha. Three times for the Shar and two times the value for the Seh. Because they wanted to be mafsid him another two or three times. On top of what he really owes. Now we come to the fourth case in the Mishnah. Echad minu achroinim zaymin. Again. Two Eidim come and they say, we saw Reuven steal it. Two other Eidim come and they say, we saw Reuven shecht it. Now out of these two other Eidim, one of them is Zaymin. Eidim come along and they say, we don't know about your partner, but you were with us on this other day that you claim you saw him shecht it. So the din is Batla Eidus Shniyah. So the second Eidus becomes Batla because you don't have two Eidim anymore. The one Eid that didn't become an Eid Zaymin is useless to us. He's only one Eid. And Memela, all Reuven is going to pay is the kefil, based on the first two Eidim. The one Eid, who was the Eid Zaymim in the second group, how much is he going to pay? And the answer is nothing. Because the rule is, Ein ha'Eidim nasim Zaymim ad shizumu shneim. Both have to become Eidim Zaymim in order to have this halacha that you pay what you wanted the other person to pay. So the Eidus becomes batal, because l'maisa we don't have Eidus. But the din of Eidim Zaymim, that we don't have. That he should pay what he wanted someone else to pay, that's only if both Eidim turn out to be Eidim Zaymim. Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Nimtze echad min harashoinim zaymin. From the first two Eidus that came and said we saw Reuven steal the shar, one of them turns out to be an Eid zaymin. Other Eidim come and they say to one of the original two Eidis, we saw you with us. You were together with us on that day. How could you have testified that you saw Reuven steal the shah? Now here's the problem. The ganav doesn't have to pay neither the keren, neither the original amount or the kefil. We don't have Eidis for the ganeva. We're left with only one good aid. And one aid is not enough. The rule is Eidis shabatla mitzasa batla kula. Now what happens now is, it's like all the blocks fall away. Butler kala edus, the entire edus becomes butler. Even though no one came to challenge the edim who said they saw him shecht it or sell it. But shechting or selling isn't doing anything wrong. Tvicha mechira is only a problem. It only brings on another penalty if you're the one that stole it. If there's no edus that he stole it, so the edim that say that he shechted or sold it are useless. Shem ein geneva, as the Mishnah concludes, if you don't have edus for a geneva, then ein tvicha ve ein mechira. But I don't know for sure that it was stolen, so I can't be mechayef him for shechting or selling it. Maybe he shechted or sold his own ox. So the ganef, or the alleged ganef rather, because we don't know if he's a ganef, there's only one aid. Reuven doesn't have to pay anything, and the aidim don't have to pay anything. The second group who testified in the tficha mechira, of course they don't have to pay anything. No one came to be mazim them. No one challenged them and said, you were with us. But even from the first group, even in regard to the one that the other Eidim came and said, you were with us, he also doesn't have to pay, because l'maisa, that's not called Eidim Zaymimim. Eina Eidim Nasim Zaymimim Achi Yezumu Shnehem. Okay, let's review the five cases in our Mishnah. Case number one. Two Eidim came along and they testified that Reuven stole a shor or a seh. And these same Eidim testified they saw him shecht it or sell it. And then it turned out that these Eidim that saw both the Geneva, or supposedly saw both the Geneva, as well as the Tvich and the Mechira, they turn out to be Eidim Zaymimim. Other Eidim come to Bezin and they say to the first Eidim, how can you testify you saw him stealing a shechted? You were with us in a different place on that day, and you couldn't have gotten back in time on that day. So the first Eidim, there's only one set of Eidim here, these Eidim, they pay everything. They pay the Kefil, the Karen, the Kefil, and the Teshlume Tvich and Mechira. In other words, the original amount, another time for Kefil, another two times for a seh, another three times for a shor. Sach ha-koil, total, four times for the seh, five times for the shor, because that's what you wanted Reuven to pay. And when Eidim Zaymim try to get someone to be punished, they have to pay what they wanted someone else to have to be punished with. The second case of our Mishnah. One group of Eidim came, and they testified, we saw Reuven steal a shor or a seh. Another group of Eidim come, and they say, we saw him shecht it or sell it. And both groups of Eidim turn out to be Zaymimim. Both were told by other Eidim, you were with us. So the first group of Eidim that testified that they saw Reuven steal the shor, they're going to pay kefil. If all we had was their Eidim, they would pay kefil. The second group of Eidim that testified on the shechting or the selling, they're going to pay another three for the shor, another two for the seh. Because that's what they would have been mafsid, that's what they would have made Reuven pay. Then we had case number three in the Mishnah. One group of Eidim came and they said, we saw Reuven steal the shor. No one contradicts that. No one is saying imani huisa. Another group of Eidim come and they say, we saw him shecht it or sell it. And in regard to those two, along come other Eidim and say, you saw him shecht it or sell it. You were with us. Nimsu achroinim zaymim. So the ganav is going to pay teshlume kefil, because let's say the second group of Eidim never came, he would pay kefil. The Eidus that said he stole it, that Eidus sticks. No one came to challenge them. The last group of Eidim, the second group that came and said, we saw him shecht it or sell it, they're going to pay to the ganav another three times to the shar, another two times to the seh. That's what they wanted to be mafsid him, on top of the keren and the kefil. Fourth case in our Mishnah. Again, there were two separate groups of Eidim. One group of Eidah said they saw Reuven steal the shor. The other group of Eidah said they saw him shecht it or sell it. And one of the second group turned out to be an Eid Zaymim. We say in regard to one of them, you were with us on that day. So the second Eidah becomes bottle because they only have one good Eid left. How much does the Eid taka, that we were mazim that Eid, how much does he pay? The one that we taka were able to point in and say, you were with us. And the answer is nothing. Because the rule is, Eina Eidim Nasim Zaymimim Achi Yezumu Shnehem. Now the Eidus becomes bottle, because Lamaisa we don't count as Eidus. But this din that he has to pay what he wanted someone else to pay, that's only if both Eidim became Eidim Zaymimim. And finally, case number five in the Mishnah, if one of the first Edom. In other words, again, there were two groups of Edom. One group said, we saw Reuven steal it. Another group said, we saw him shechted or sell it. One of the first group turned out to be an Eid Zayimim. So the whole building falls apart. But l'kala Edos. No one pays anything. He doesn't have to pay the original amount of the kefil. There's no set of Edos. One of them fell apart. What about the other two Edom that testified they saw him shechted or sell it? But if you don't have good Edom for Geneva, so shechting or selling means nothing. Maybe he shechted or sold his own animal. And therefore, in this fifth case, no one would have to pay anything.